And call the city council meeting order for September 25th, 2018 at 7:01. All rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome all. We'll open and start with public comments. Anything here? We'll have to move on to the consent agenda. I'll look for a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Second.
Seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor? Opposed? Passes. Lois Draghi, development agreement.
So just basically on that, they provided me an outline. So this is kind of the outline that was provided to me by Scott Landsman, who works with George Hoff. So this will kind of be our outline that we'll use. So, and I think I've kind of provided most of this information to them. So the only thing we need to do is kind of get the ball rolling by kind of doing an application. And then probably one of the first things we'll look at doing is probably what Lois wants to do is annex that property into the city. So that's kind of the first step we're doing is the application.
It's a township model?
Yeah, yep.
So you're going to check on exclusivity or?
No. That wasn't originally a part of it. So what we're looking to do is get that mapped out to working with Justin and Lois on getting that mapped out to exactly what acreage and what area we need for that pond. So really that's all I got on that there. And then as you can see in the steps, we'll kind of be doing a resolution and then also then final kind of step will be the developer's agreement, which they are currently working on.
Do you have a timeline in which we're going to try to accomplish all this?
October meeting.
Good. Okay. Any questions from the council? Public, any questions? No? Move on then to the Triple T services.
I was hoping to get an update today, but I haven't got no update back from the county. Quinn hasn't either. Trying to hear to see if the county's come out and surveyed the property. But as of yet, I don't think they have. So where they are, unfortunately, I don't know at this time. So we're still kind of waiting on the county level to try to square up our end with the county and have them survey that property. So.
Steve, you haven't noticed anything different on the property or anything like that? Okay. I don't know, maybe if the market stays in the
So hopefully for next meeting, we'll have something sorted for that.
Move on to Old City Business then, drinking water revolving.
Yeah, so I kind of forwarded the email to the city because one of the things, you know, we had considered was going to a 100,000 gallon tower. They will only fund up to 75,000. So what they do is 2.5 times what your average usage is. That's what they'll allow. So we're averaging about 33,000 gallons a day. So we figure 2.5, it's about 75. So that's the max they would allow for funding. It's not to say that we can't do a 100,000 gallon tower, you know, but then we'd have to find additional funding for that difference. So basically right now, I talked to Kurt and Greg on Monday kind of about that, you know, at 75,000. And the great question is, like everything is, where are we going to be at in 20, 30, 40 years? You know, 75, I think, is better than 50. Mm-hmm. But 100,000, that's a decision we'll have to look at. I got Justin looking at some numbers for, you know, 50 to 75 to 100, what those costs are, so we can kind of see. You know, the problem is too, is typically you want double your storage is kind of what they go off of, you know, so that would be sufficient for now, but what is it, in 20 years? Because, you know, at a minimum, we figured minimum 50 years out of that tower. So we're kind of planning for the next 50 years with that tower, so.
I think the 2040 comp numbers, if I remember right, was you'd be at, what, 600 maybe?
Yeah.
So we're at 540.
I think 518 was the last census, but I believe
we built a 75,000 gallon water tank. I think it was certain that the 30 bars. What do we have to offer in the city? Unless somebody moves in here with a really large pocketbook and says, hey, I'm going to start this, I want to do that, and says, I like Hamburg, somebody changed the flat tire for them down the road or something, and we fell in love with the people in Hamburg, who's got millions of dollars, you know. I don't see it. I really don't see it.
I think ultimately the big thing is what 212 brings.
Yeah.
You know, when they start that.
But you know, Jeremy, that's going to be cool.
That's still going to be, right, it's still going to be a while before it probably.
I mean, Nick Joyce was telling me last year they sold 4 building permits in Cologne. They're up to 64 now already this year. So it's starting to pick back up. I know we see it in our business too, with more and more hauling to developers for housing and stuff. So. But I see Cologne. Well, coming with that area developed, there's a lot of farmland out there. I mean, I think the one that them old farmers ain't gonna snap that money up. When you look at Lady Bankmeyer's old place, that whole farm was yet to be developed. And so there's a lot of houses can be founded in there. And that'll be right off the control if it goes. So, yeah, I hate to be the Grim Reaper or whatever you want to call me, but that's just, I think that's reality.
Well, the 75,000 gallon tank will be better than what we have sitting over there right now.
Yeah.
I think that's going to serve our needs for a long time.
Yeah, because I think at a minimum, you know, we're definitely not going to want to go with the 50, go with the 75, because like Greg said too, some of the pluses with having that is that gives you a couple extra days of storage. You're not pumping as much, but yet you're circulating the water enough.
Right.
He says too, say we ever have a catastrophe. You know, if we have 2 days of storage, that buys us time to, you know, get power to refill the tower. And then just when we're flushing hydrants and all that, and also if we fill that tower, put that fill line on it also, it allows for us to fill up fire trucks, you know, or even if we go back to the pooling, we're providing water for pool or whatever it may be. That way we're not shocking the system like we used to.
One, get those numbers, we can start making stronger decisions on it.
Yeah. So we basically got just one last thing. We got 6 months to get our application in. So, and SEH would like to have that at least 2 months before. So, I mean, we kind of got till the end of the year,
you know, like
but we probably want to get December. That done, you know, yeah, by December, I'd say also.
Okay, any other questions anybody has on that? No? The ship funding?
Only just keeping it on there in case anybody has anything other than soccer goals really right now. It's the one thing we're looking at. Maybe have to be disability improvements, maybe.
This might be a dumb question, but we talked about the old community hall down in the basement, about the bowling alley and stuff. Would that qualify in there if we wanted to take out that bowling alley and put in a like a fitness center or something where kids can bowl? And
that might be.
Ideally it's. What is it called? Get Moving or something is the concept. So it's supposed to be for physical activity type thing. So that might qualify if we do.
And what was the max?
10,000.
Oh, 10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, I even thought about, we talked about, I talked to some of the guys at the baseball club and stuff, and they say, yeah, man, I think that would. You know, they're all on board for that. We maybe could kick some money in because we have the tournament and stuff. And then I also thought, you know, we could use that for all these guys that like to bow and arrow hunting stuff. Turn it into an archery range too, you know? I mean, it could be used for more than just a batting cage, you know? I mean, there's a lot of different things we could, I think we could.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Anybody else have anything else?
No.
Yeah, we'll just look into that and we'll see if we can go about it.
We will.
Good use for it. Then we'll go on to 2019 proposed tax levy and budgets.
Before we do that, Chris, we maybe want to tie in the fire department now that they're here. And because there is, you know, a couple things they want to bring up that are semi-budget related, so if council doesn't mind, maybe bump them up. Yeah.
I suppose we could entertain them. Just go ahead and state your name and your address.
Austin Bakke, 160 Jacob Street. I'm just here.
You are.
Just an update on the end of the day. Last time I was here, we said we talked to the townships. We didn't do that already. I don't remember, but we talked to the townships to get their feel on what they thought. They said the same as the city did, they'd go forward and keep getting numbers. We met with the fire department, we met with the vendor. I remember if we were here last, if we thought we were building one, but the demo that was going to be sold, that sale fell through, so that demo is back on now. First come, first served, but talking with them, I have a feeling we're in the driver's seat right now on it. One township asked if we could do a kind of meet and greet, townhouse type meeting, kind of what we did with the tanker and the heavy rescue that time. We talked with the vendor, he said, well, is it safe track coming up? He's got his brain off for that, so instead of having a separate day, a separate meeting, he's going to bring it there. I'll sit with him so we can answer questions. That way anyone who comes through can see the truck, ask questions. There'll be a flyer coming out. Just got an email, I think next week, early next week. Be a flyer to all patrons can come if they have questions or see. It'll be an invitation to the steak fry and then an informational letter on if they want to come see the truck, ask questions, they can. Without any obligation to do anything. Been dealing most of the morning with the salesman, going over final wants and needs on the truck. I was hoping I have the numbers back today. He says we're sitting right at the 400,000. So we're right at that and then do the final numbers yet. Other than that, I don't think we have a whole lot of data now. 2 weeks from now, we'll come with a proposal. We'll have everything hashed out with three units or whatever. Fire board meeting, we've got this Thursday, so we'll have fire board with mayor, vice mayor, and the refuge and each township will be there. So hopefully we can get numbers from townships with where they're at, so we can get better numbers for Jeremy for second certificate of that list. So when we come with the poll, we should be able to know that they're right on where we're going to be at for each entity. To purchase, you have to go through, I don't know if you know how the state bid works or government employees. You go through that to get their deal. It's the same thing with emergency equipment. You have to go through a company to get them deals and get the fair biddings. It's Houston, Galveston area councils and what the other departments in the area use. It's free to get set up on their website or in their group. I got us set up with the organization. It's free to be on it. There's a fee anytime you use it. I don't know what they are. It's $1,000 for a pickup. I know $2,500 for an engine. So that would be a fee included with that. Last night at the fireman's meeting, fire department will pick up that fee If we come to that, that's all contingent on whatever happens next. Is there any questions for me, or is there still a lot of the truck here on State Friday?
Same one that was here last time? Okay.
Yeah, that's when they said they were going to sell it on September 7th, and they sold it, they bought it, or didn't get the money yet, but it wasn't the truck they thought it was, so that fell through, and it opened up again. Which is good for us, it's basically what we're looking to build was that truck.
Okay.
And you don't think they're going to, they won't sell it out from underneath you?
Well, it's still first come, first serve, like I said. Anyone could come in yet. And I told them from the beginning, there's no way we do anything before our full commitment. And for him to be coming in doing final numbers and offering to drive it all, I don't know why he'd waste his time.
Yeah.
So, again, someone could, but yeah, that's just a feeling I have.
So on your flyer, you would have put down the $10,000 donation if you stayed or something?
We'll
come to your flyer. Something like that, I'd put in there. Get their attention anyway. Never know, it might work. It's strange that way.
Yeah, there's nothing more for me, y'all. Bring up to our family.
I got some numbers back. We finally turned in our fire form and audit form, so we got those done finally. But in working with him as well, we were able to start in on our SC18 form, which was supposed to be done basically back in August. So. Timely as always with Mr. Bonner. In doing so, we sat down on the phone together with the program in front of us and made sure all the numbers matched up. So I was able to use that program and change our benefit level within there to see what reflection it would have on the city's contribution. So I ran up three different scenarios. I basically here just to present them to you, let you guys mull over and see what you think. I believe Jeremy made copies. So currently we are at $1,600 per year service. So that's the first one. The city's projected contribution, or required contribution for next year is $1,655. This year it's $14,190. The year before was $11,185. So we've had a really good time in the market, and we've also paid off some liabilities with Tim Mueller and Mike Miller retiring and being paid out. They were retired long ago, but they're on a deferred list. They hit the age of 50, we have to pay them out, and that removed a lot of liability from our funds. So that's where we currently sit if we stay at 1600. If we were to raise it to 1,700 per year of service, the city's contribution would be $5,654 for next year. And if we raised it to 1,750, it would be $8,481 for the next year. All three of these are significantly less than $14,119 that is required for this year. I would like your consideration on possibly giving a raise for the firefighters on your service. This would go into effect before December 31st, prior to para. So within that first 5-year window of para, if anybody did retire, it would be at this amount. So it would affect that. I don't have an answer yet. I moved back from para to ask you whether or not that would make any change to the 1800 going forward. I don't see it being any sort of change. My perspective, because the 1800 is going to catch us up beyond that, because it will hit 1800 after that 5-year period ends, and that was what that fund was meant to spend or pay for. There may be a slight change in there just because if people do retire within the 5 years, it would come to a different benefit level in the short term. But I'm not sure what impact that would have. I can get that information at this point. I'm just kind of giving giving you these numbers to mull over, and you know, we have to come up until the end of December to realistically make a decision on a change if the council sees it good.
I think one piece of information that would be helpful for the council to know is the potential increase in liability that would be in case you do have some of those firefighters that would retire in that 5-year period, and how that would impact.
In terms of during, like, for each of those 5 years type deal, because you'd have to probably calculate out, well, say he retires in year 3 of the 5-year period, and say he's at 20 years now, and it's 23, it's significantly different than if you say 1 year into it.
I think the bigger step off point is what would be the liability or impact if they decided to do it year one. Because there's going to be market fluctuation in those 5 years. That's going to have a much bigger impact than 2 or 3 firefighters deciding to retire based on the increase. But if you start out of the gate with a significant hole in the total dollar amount, and then the market takes a tank, then our liability may be higher than it is projected. Okay. So just would be interesting. I would be interested to know what that one is going to be. More. Any questions for Scott?
We haven't had a raise in 2 years. The last time the council approved the raise was $1,600. And that would have been at 16. Okay. We do have the 1800 coming up 5 years from now.
And part of the reason why the raises didn't happen in the last couple years because the on call went on and
there was some background stuff going on there too that we start getting paid for the money working itself out interchangeably.
Yeah, if you get that, I think then we can mull it over as we go through the final budget with the carry process.
Okay.
Any other questions that anybody has? No? Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, now we'll talk about the 2019 proposed tax revenue and budget.
All right, so... unless there's really anything to add or consider or discuss, where we left off at our last budget workshop meeting, we were sitting at, let me just pull that up. So we're looking at right now a 14.4% increase. Which basically gives us a cushion of what our LGA is.
And that was
78,210, I believe.
And the thing to think about too, Council, as we determine what that preliminary budget is, just remember that we can always go lower, we just can't go higher. This is kind of our worst case scenario.
So I just want to point out too, I wanted the fire department to give their presentation before we jumped into this too, because with the fire department, what we have plugged in there for 2019 is a city contribution of $9,000. And as you can see at the highest level proposed, it'd be about $8,500. So we're covered there. That allows us some room for when we set the final. The only other thing that was brought up to me by Greg was the community hall retaining wall on the north side of the hall there where that drive is, that's going to need to be replaced. I have no idea what that would cost, but I think we can kind of probably tie that in with, you know, doing the, when we do the, putting in the gravel and then putting bituminous around the foundation, but I don't know what that expense is.
And that, we talked about that last meeting, that could be lowered, I think.
if we're going to go into the basement. We need handicap ADA accessible down there. I looked at that again. I say we got that down 3 feet real easy.
Okay.
So we got our water to drain out onto the grass, and right now she's got a like this.
Yeah. If we cut that out, maybe we can possibly eliminate the need for a retaining wall. Or do you think we'll still need a small?
I don't know if we'll be able to eliminate it, but I think it'll be near the the height.
Because that fence is shot too, back there.
Oh, what do you think the cost would be to shave that down then?
I'm guessing probably $2,500 to get it out. Maybe we could get some guys together and get it on Saturday and talk to the bosses. It wouldn't take that much.
It might be a lot of money down.
The biggest thing with the movie is replacing the retaining wall.
Right.
There's nothing going underneath there. There's wire from the pole under the ground.
Well, we got to check that out.
Yeah, we have to.
I deal with wires and gas every day, so I can buy it.
Well, any additions, subtractions? What do you want to make before setting the proposed levy?
Who said it last year was like 5%?
5.14 was, I believe, the final.
I guess I'd like to ask Jeremy what he's comfortable with. He runs the book.
I think we should stay with what we've proposed or talked here for this 14.4. I mean, it gives us some leeway. And I also feel, you know, we can tighten that up a lot more when we get to the final budget, because then I can look at year-end numbers too. Because I think, like the streets project, we came a little under, and with the roofs, we came a little under. So I think we're going to have some extra monies too at the end of this year in the 2018 budget that can be applied and towards the 2019 budget or other items. You know, like Chris has always said, go high to be safe is always my thing. This is just preliminary.
If you want more than three people at the next meeting, you say that 50%.
Yeah.
You want to tell them all.
We're telling them they can get free safety.
Are you trying to angle for a free steak? Is that what you're trying to angle for?
If I have $10,000, the rate of check out for it, you can buy a lot of steak.
Well, if there's no other additions, subtractions, or deletions, then I look for a motion to approve Resolution 2018-09.
I move to approve Resolution number 2018-09, preliminary tax levy.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve Resolution 2018-09 for the proposed tax levy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
And also, just a note on that, with that resolution, you know, our public input meeting would be the regular meeting in December. So it'd be December 11th at 7 o'clock, which we've done for numerous years.
I'm saying the motion for that, though, or not?
It's in the resolution, so we're covered.
Good. Excellent. Move on then to new city business, the expansion of Highway 212.
Yeah, so I went to the meeting in Glencoe with the Southwest Corridor. And basically, kind of the two big things they went over was 212 and Highway 23. So basically all these expansions they talked about were going from 2 to 4 lanes. The biggest thing they really talked about and emphasized is that they put in for a Minnesota Highway Freight Program, $13 million from the state, $6 million coming from the county. And then they have a Minnesota Highway Freight Program. They've gotten a grant for $15 million. So the remaining grant request that they did was $12 million for the build grant request. So that's basically all the money they need yet to make this a go. So their goal is, as you can see on the one map, is basically 2020. Kind of to start that, you know, have everything in place. And I think they're thinking like it's a 3-year project. That's probably about what it's going to be. So it'll be nice when it's done, but for 3 years it's going to be, yeah. So then kind of their plan is too, they've also put in for, they're also putting in for other grants to get it done from Cologne to Norwood too. So I think they're about $25 million apart there. So they're really looking to, boom, boom, get them both done and have it 4 lanes all the way out to Glencoe. So it's moving a lot faster than when they were originally told back 30 years ago. So I think they kind of have this on the fast track. So it looks promising.
I noticed 41 and 36. Kind of 36 where it comes underneath the railroad bridge. I was there a couple weeks ago and had to measure everything up to get a price for filling the bridge and shut that road down. So I know they must be serious about it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things they're looking along the way too, what they can correct that are traffic nightmare areas.
Mm-hmm.
All them areas they're looking at too. And I think they're just now about to start the looking at the easement process now. I mean, they've already talked to most of the homeowners. But now they're going to actually go through the easement process here. So,
any questions on the expansion?
So yeah, as you can see, 2022, they're hoping to, start construction there. And then a few of the other things they talked about is 2020. Then from Cologne to Norwood, that's going to be mill and overlay. So that's going to be another fun summer. And then also with that will be the
overlay in 2020, and they're going to do the underground thing at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Northern America's going to be a place to avoid for.
Going to be stuck
driving
through.
Yeah, because another area they talked about where they're looking to redo too is by Quick Trip. There that where 5 comes. And you got Quick Trip here and 5 times to go on to 212, that intersection there. They're talking about looking at possibilities of redoing that next year. So I don't know if they're going to put a roundabout in there or what they're going to do, but they're looking to fix that too.
What we need is
keep it to the state.
Probably put those intersections in like they put at Cologne.
And no, actually, no, I heard.
No, J-Hook?
I heard there they might do that by where Odom's had his accident.
Yeah. There's talk about it, but there's also talk that roundabout's got the right site. It's got the first.
Yeah.
But the J-Hook would be option B.
Yeah. So there's.
Well, I guess I'd rather have a J-Hook than a roundabout.
Really?
Yeah. Roundabout. If they're gonna make 212 4 lanes, they're gonna have to get rid of the roundabout at some point.
Yeah.
At least they can leave the J-Hook in.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless they want to spend more money.
We're good at that.
All right.
I'm gonna move on to the MediaCom franchise.
So with MediaCom, I know it's kind of hard to see and read. I tried to break this down, but I kind of touched base with this on the budget meeting, that we currently have a joint powers agreement, or we had with Nora Young America when we were with the franchise agreement with goes all the way back to before US Cable and goes quite a ways back, probably 20 some years. So Young America wants out of that, so they want their share of the franchise fees. So kind of what I did is the only way I could think of doing it is I went back through all the years that I've had the account and kind of looked at the numbers to the point where based on franchise fees, what they put in, and figured out kind of that percentage of the remaining amount left, and then took out any fees that we've kind of put in there when they stopped contributing to that account in 2015. So kind of by using that formula based on what I had available for franchise fees, came to the conclusion that about 87% of the monies, 87.47% came from Young America, and 12.53 came from City of Hamburg here. The only question or concern I have there is they want to keep the account, keep the access channel. But if we do it accordingly this way, we kind of split fees. The way I look at it, if we continue that and split fees, this account won't last but 2-3 years and it'll be gone. Because when you look at the annual cost that we're paying, you know, just Elroy to do tapings and everything is $7,000 to $8,000 a year. So that's another thing that needs to be get ironed out. I've talked to city administrator at Young America about this. I should say Nord Young America so people don't get offended. about how divvying out the fees. Because the way this is set up now, then we basically paid, you know, we split the cost of expenses and then revenues were cashing out based on percentage. So I don't know what council is. It's the only way I could think of that we could do it, that it was seem fair. My only thing in question would be is, you know, the fees. I mean, how does that get split? There, you know, because it was a joint, you know, that was just, it was one account, so it was never accumulated. And I don't know, it'd probably take me forever to try to go through and figure out all the expenses. You know, what the share should be for that. My biggest concern is moving forward. You know, we can't sustain, you know, if we got $8,000 in fees and we're only taking in $1,600-$1,700 a year in our franchise fees.
Well, we don't use the access channel, and Elroy doesn't do anything for us.
Not basically for the city. I don't know if the churches do or anything, so I don't know. That's something that needs to be ironed out.
But I would say, you know, if we want to keep the account, we want them to pay Elroy. Unless we want to start recording our council meetings.
Yeah. I'm with Scott.
No.
If the people want to know what goes on in this council meeting, they share it. They need to come here.
No, they can
get the live version.
Listen to them on the rooms. So, yeah. But I mean, that would be my suggestion, that they want to keep it. I mean, I don't know if we would ever use the access channel any time in the near future. We haven't used it. It's never been a topic of conversation, so.
I mean, the concept would be is because we're in the same school district and the school puts a lot of their programs and sporting events on there, that would benefit Hamburg because if you have MediaCom, but then again, what percentage of town has MediaCom? You know, it's
well, in 4 weeks, it'll probably be near zero.
Yeah. Right. So it's that's kind of the great debate right now. So the main, well, kind of got two things. One thing we got is how we want to pay out this account, because it sounds like they want their money, their share of the money, because they approved a new franchise agreement with MediaCom and Jaguar. They're separate. And, you know, we've done it with Jaguar and still waiting on MediaCom. I don't know if that got lost in the great shuffle with them or what, but.
And the second question?
So then the second thing is, you know, the access channel.
Council, thoughts?
Mm-hmm. 87. You figure out what, you know, if I did it based on, they probably put, you know, 87% of the money into the account. Yeah. you know, when you look at franchise fees.
Then we should retain 87% of the, instead of splitting it down the middle, we should pay 87%, we should pay, what, 13% of that. That's fair.
Especially if we have five people with MediaCom.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably, probably will be single digits. Maybe not, but, I mean, you're right.
There's that possibility.
Yeah.
Why should we be paying 50%?
Yeah.
And we're going to get nothing out of it. Lose
50-50 would be a heck of a deal for them.
No, it already kind of is, you know, unless I try to go back and figure out all the expenses over 20-some years and use that these can same
you, can you just take the,
percentages.
Yeah, just take the whatever the, what it was for each year and just take 87 and 13 and that's it for each year and whatever comes up comes up. I don't know if they're going to go with that, probably not. Probably not because there probably wasn't a lot of MediaCom when it first started. Yeah. In town, and now with Jaguar being in town, we're probably, like you said, lucky if there is any.
You know, as far as I show records wise, it wasn't until like 2002, 2003 when they actually separated the, you know, the franchise fees by each community. Before that, it was all lumped together.
But how did they come up with that determination? Was it just a population thing? Or was it a number of customers?
Well, it's by customers, yeah. You know, would figure out what would go then to each community. Because they charge 3% on your bill, so.
So you need to go back and look at customers again. And still be sick.
And that, I don't even know how, if I would have that information. Maybe for
the time it would take.
Right. I don't even know if I could get those numbers back far enough because what I get, it doesn't tell me. It just, it's a check. It don't tell me how many customers we have.
Do you think we'll have the numbers moving forward?
I can request that. Right, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Not going back on anything.
Right, right.
If they push back on 50-50, I mean, I don't think they've got really, do they have a leg to stand? Or am I missing something?
I wouldn't agree to it. I wouldn't agree to it because we would, I'd just say then we went out of the local channel.
Yeah.
Unless there's some big push that we're missing in regards to a demand in town for the local channel. I don't know if I honestly have DirecTV, so I don't even know the local channel.
Grow your laptops.
Yeah, well, I cut the cord, so I don't have.
I don't think many people watch that anymore.
So if we go with the numbers that you have written down here, it looks like you would get a little over 10,000 out of the fund.
Right. So basically what I would say is we close this out end of September, get the one last interest payment. Once I had that, we'd pay out them their 87.47%. Unless you guys have a better reasoning or solution or, I mean, it's the best thing I could see of that was the easiest for me. Even that took some time to.
To keep MediaCom in it, just tell them that.
Well, this is the, like I said, this is that franchise fee that would be charged.
Yeah.
That typically goes to handle the cost of. Unless we have a strong need for.
No
the channel. I don't know if we even want to participate in it going forward.
No, I'd say. Well, that's what I'm saying. I would need to. Do we need to?
No, we don't.
No.
So maybe what I'll do is have them come back with a proposal. Maybe what I'll propose to them is that, you know, because I'm meeting with Steve tomorrow. So, what maybe I'll come back and propose is that we'll pay out the, you know, the 87.47, but moving forward, because they got a hell of a deal the way I look at it. We were paying 50%, you know, so it just kind of, well, yeah, and we split it. So you kind of just split everything, right, and then go by that percentage, I felt. But moving forward, I would say that we're only going to pay, you know, 12-13% of the expenses or based on a customer basis using that percentage.
Yeah, because they're servicing 250 people over there, and we've got,
you know, and we'll have to draft something new up. We'll both have to agree to it, so that's, we got time to work that out yet. So what I'm looking tonight is if there's any other options you want to consider or basically a motion to pay them out at the 87.47% at the end of September.
Council, there's no other different thoughts. Staff has made the recommendation, so for a motion, then.
Why don't you let him? We're paying 87% off, you know. Why don't you just say, well, it would be fair. Why don't you make some kind of amount and say, it's...
We did meet
okay.
before this, and this is kind of what we brainstormed. But I would think, you know, I don't know, you could go back and say, well, we feel it should be 50-50. But then, you know, the expenses are going to be 50-50 too. So,
yeah.
You know? So that my thing, the only thing's fair is if we pay out at this 87.47, that then that's what their percentage of expenses are also.
Yeah. Well, same percentage to be fair. Is moving forward
yeah.
then as well.
Right.
If you're going to get paid out at
yep.
that, you're going to pay at that moving forward.
Is there a fee for... charge for work time after yeah. referral?
They owe me 22 years worth of.
I know, that's
yeah.
Must be
some time involved.
Ever since I've been here, I've had the account.
Well, if you feel comfortable with that.
I mean, it's what I see as fair. And then I think moving forward, then that's what the number should be too, then. Or like I said, you know, like. We're talking with units with the fire departments,
right.
with the township and the city, that we do the same thing based on customers then.
Well, what's the thought on the payout? Do you want to go with what staff has here as far as the 87 for the payout at the end of September? If so, then I entertain a motion, otherwise entertain a motion for other direction for the staff.
I mean, I guess it sounds like they discussed it. So, I mean, I don't know enough about it to say any different, I guess. So. Make a motion to approve the payout as listed here.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the payout of the franchise fees at the end of September of 87.47 going to Norwood and America and the remainder going to Hamburg. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And let's just see what you find out from.
Yeah, I will. And I'll report back.
All right.
October meeting, we're scheduled the 9th, but it sounds like two members are going to be out. So I'm looking for dates. And my thought would just be to go to the 16th. If that would, the next Tuesday then? Kind of in the middle of the month.
Oh, yeah.
October's kind of quiet. November starts to ramp up again with the final budget. Yep.
Yeah. Look for a motion then to move the meeting from the 9th to the 16th in October.
Make a motion to approve the council meeting from the 9th to the 16th.
Second.
So moved and seconded to move the October meeting from October 9th to October 16th at 7 o'clock. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Done. Already did the fire department. Move on to council reports. Captain team.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
I have nothing.
Councilman Feltman.
Have you heard anything on the story?
I did, and they thought it wouldn't be till winter, which I'm like,
What?
I mean, Dan's looking to do the steps the end of October here, after the weddings are over. But, yeah, I'm kind of a bit leery on winter. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't think we set a date. That was the problem.
Street we did.
Street we did, yeah. Yeah.
Well, they got a guarantee. They got to feel comfortable now they get it done. I suppose maybe we'll take it as long as we want to take it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I've asked Leighton a couple times on that.
I talked to David tonight. about this path for that we had talked about, you know, for the fish fry and shack and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And but with this coming up on the retaining wall, I think it throws a bit of a curveball, and maybe we should just hold off on it and see what we can do with that. Or, first of all,
yeah.
But I asked him. I said, "What are you thinking? Are you thinking blacktop or are you thinking concrete?" And he said, "Well, the only he said we like concrete." And I said, "Well, it's going to be your money too." And I talked to Mark Runslop. He said that would be the case. We'd have to get it done within a month. But with this retaining wall, I think we'll just hold off until we see where we're at, how much we can cut it down and stuff. And Dave said he's kind of bowing out of hunting and fishing places, so you need to go and tackle the young guys and see what their thoughts are and stuff. I'm sure Corey Herman, Chopper, Nick, guys like that. Josh Creel, probably. And then one other thing, Jeremy, keep on the talking. Let's get this taken.
Yeah, because I've already
been. You got to call him twice a day. Just bug the crap.
I've already been bugging Queen, so.
Good.
Let's get this taken care of.
Yeah.
Smoke would be here anytime.
I agree. I agree.
There was a mess again.
So,
we can go and snow in Canada, and the percentages are real high that once the first time it snows in Canada, snow will usually show up here a month to 6 weeks after that. So, last week it snowed in Canada, so. But that puts us in. 1st of November, the middle of November, that's
which
not
is
nothing out of
that. So Leighton had said it might be a winter project, hopefully sooner depending on weather this fall. I'll bug him too.
Anything else? Council coverage?
Delinquency report.
They got that okay. They did get shut off today. Several letters were sent. They did make a payment, but it ended up not clearing the bank. And so then yesterday I gave them one more chance. I put a voicemail for them, asking for a payment before the end of the day yesterday, and otherwise we would go forward with shipping today, and that's what we ended up having to do.
Is this the lady that requested?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Never showed up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then they deposited a check the next morning, so they must have did that night. We came in and we had a check.
Yeah,
and
so that's
ran it through twice and it came back.
Yeah. Insignificant bug?
Yeah. So now there's a little $30 NSF fee that we put on them and a $100 reconnect fee. So it just keeps compounding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little bit ridiculous to let your water go down.
So one of the things we talked about is me and Greg were talking, brainstorming this morning. I kind of brought up to Greg, I said, you know, would it be wise to purchase some of these meters that you can control versus having to work the curb stops and worry about having a curb stop issue? I know they're $500, but for the chronic offenders, maybe that's something we can install. I mean, because like Greg said, well, $500 is cheaper than having to dig up a curb stop for $3,000. So something to consider as we go through the budget process here yet.
How many of them would be at the cost of crime non-payers?
4 or 5, would you say, Tamara?
Yeah, I would say.
You say $2,500?
Yep. And I did talk to our representative today, and he said that they do have about a dozen on the shelves that, you know, if we wanted to purchase a few, they do have them available. And they are compatible with the everything we're doing right now.
So Tamara, walk me through this. What do we have here? Is it the 6987? Is that what we have? 50 poles?
Yep. Right now, especially the updated balances, all the way to the left.
Okay. In the red?
Yes, that's what is over right now.
That's what's over right now.
Yeah, technically they got till end of the month here yet for the other balance.
Going back to the meters, I think they should jot that down there. Or we should maybe figure that in four, three, four, five, and whatever. As it is, I don't know if they're going to come up with it enough to go without water or come up with some money. That high of water. How do you get yourself in that deep and how do you scratch yourself back out of that?
Tough. Very tough.
Is there anything in the winter time that we can shut them off? Is there a period in there like electricity?
Yes, there's the primary source.
Yeah. If water is their primary source of heat, yeah, then we can't.
Can you request that there?
And that's October 15th till April 15th.
Yeah, and I believe they are hot water heat at that house. So we can have them on October 15th to April 15th.
It's kind of weird because it's a self-contained system. I mean, the only time this is if your system creates air, and you got to bleed air out, and you have to add water to your system.
Is there any way that you can request that they pay on time? Like a prepay on the water?
Not that I know of.
Is there something now in the future when we do our redo our ordinances and stuff? Is there something in the future that we should put in there? If your water bill goes over $250, you just shut off until you keep it under $250.
I mean, yeah, we can definitely
set a price. Even if they come in and say, okay, I got it at $249.99.
Well, we can just say that water will be shut off after 30 days and will not be turned back on until it's current.
I mean, you know, roll over 60 days here, you know, the many days. Yeah, that would be something.
I'll guarantee you they'll start finding their money and they won't get themselves into these kind of problems. Because if their water shut off once, they're going to start finding the money.
And I wonder too, when we do ordinances, if we couldn't say, you know, two NSF checks and then your cash or cashier's check only, and then take any more checks from you.
That may be, yep. Might be something to look at too, yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we couldn't set a dollar amount or something.
I mean, we'll look at that when we go through them. We can put it in there and then we'll probably work with the league with their American Legal that they use, that we used last time, and they'll be able to tell us what we can and can't do.
I'll make a note of that and then we'll tackle that during ordinances.
Because without water funding, we have
remember to write that on the board, Tamara.
Okay.
I remember at the bottom, there was a real nice in the water fund account. So.
Yeah. You know, my fear always is if we assess, you know, we can go that route, but I always worry that then our water fund runs so tight, we can't be 10 to 20 grand, you know, waiting for them to pay because then they'll never pay.
Right, and they're just going to say, oh, I'm going to assess it.
And if they live there 20 years, they ain't going to pay at all. It's just going to keep being assessed. And over that, you know, number of years, that's a lot of money.
Right. No, we can't. I don't think we do that. We need to buy it monthly. We need that money.
Anything else, Councilor Carter?
The deal with Rams, I see it's in here, and I don't know if there's anything going to happen on that, or are we pushing charges on that, or not, or what?
The thing is, I went and looked at the road. There's no real damage. I mean, there's a scratch. No, it's not like a scratch on your new car, or, right, basically, yeah. And the thing is, it's not a road. It's County Road 50.
I went and looked at it too, and I thought, what's the big deal about this? It's somebody trying to
So I wasn't too concerned with it. With one, wasn't that bad. And two, really not our jurisdiction. That road.
Well, there's nothing there, Steve. No, there's nothing there. I mean, for God's sakes, I mean, when I drive the backhoe off to go do some work and I got to load it out of the county road, I make more scratches in the road than...
I've seen more damage people driving out of their driveway and turning the towers when it's 100 degrees than what's there, so.
This is kind of a blown out of proportion type deal, if you ask me.
One thing I have is, just so everybody remembers, I am moving mayors in time from the second Friday of every month to the first Tuesday of every month. August, November, it'll be the first Wednesday because the first Tuesday is election. And I think it would be a violation of election law if I sat in there and had mayors in time.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be good.
Probably wouldn't be a good idea.
I'd have to kick you out.
I don't want to violate any rules. I don't
have to. Well, make me do it. Bring a sign, though, put it outside the door.
Come on over there.
I'll have to do like the 1 year. I showed up the one morning and they had signs in our yard. I went and grabbed them and put them in the fire hall.
So that's what the mayor's in. 6 to 8 o'clock up here. I'll be somewhere up here.
It's on the city website on under city info, under mayor's in. So.
And then we'll be touching it again. I think this week or really next week we'll get out the newsletter, again, quarterly newsletter, so we'll be in there as well. And that information. Did you get any report from XL on the wonderful walking around that their lineman was doing trying to figure out where our outage was yesterday?
Never heard from what I heard. What Greg explained to me this morning was that they were fixing it and it kept tripping, so they had to keep going down the line to find out where the problem was, and it took them till like was it almost 6 o'clock last night before they figured it out.
Is that in Northern America too?
Not that I know of. When I looked at the outage map, there was Hamburg here, and then they had another dot kind of by Plato. And another one in between here and Assumption. So I don't know how their lines run, but.
Because I talked to, I put some new crossings in up at Buffalo Lake yesterday and today. And I talked to the signal maintainer that maintains the signal lines. And he said that he was up at 3 o'clock this morning over in Norway because the town had lost power and the signal alarms were, had to be reprogrammed or something. Well, it sends an alert to the office up in Blanco, and then he gets a call and he's going to go off and check it out. And he said that the town had lost power.
I don't know what the ordeal was yesterday, really.
I was curious. I know that a lot of people were outside when I got back home. You know, it's kind of nice seeing all the neighbors outside. You know, it's going to be inside.
Right before winter, right?
Yeah.
It's
actually
easy camping.
It is. I had to stand on the driveway. I have nothing else, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Are you just really broken up there? It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 8:05.